Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is her third trip. We only get to see each other like once a year or two.
That's true.
The wonderful Amy Spring, and Amy is an artist in her own right. Today we're talking about the Mountain Arts Festival coming up in very early August, about the first weekend, right, Amy?
It is. It's always the first weekend.
It's going to sneak up on us.
Yes.
But when it gets here, it's going to be...
artists, for sure.
It's going to be loads of fun, no doubt. This is year three that you and I have gotten to talk about this. I'm excited to bring it back again and talk about this. It's an event that happens up in Woodland Park that the community just loves.
It's true. And people come up from Colorado Springs just to see us.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And lots of booths and lots of different art forms.
Absolutely.
And mediums, and lots of different artists to meet, and just all kinds of fun activities that surround this couple of days. And I mean, man, immerse yourself in art for a couple of days in a wonderful setting like Woodland Park. You just can't go wrong.
It doesn't get any better.
It really doesn't.
And our community all comes out to support us, which is wonderful.
Which is great, yes. And Amy, since it's been a year, which is way too long, let's reintroduce you, because as I say, you're an artist in your own right, and you do some very unique work.
Thank you, Ted. I'm starting to do some new pieces. There's a piece available to see at Tweed's, and there will be new pieces in my booth this year. So they will be dimensional with pieces that stand off each other and a little bit different from what I usually do, but still bringing the old with the new.
Well, you are a muralist.
I am.
At your core.
Yes.
And those are very large works of art in some cases. You just showed me a picture of something you did as a backdrop to a regulation size pool table.
I did.
Which is a very big pool table.
Yes.
And from floor to ceiling and wall to wall, it's probably, 12 feet wide, maybe 14 feet wide?
I think it was 15.
15 feet wide.
And 9 tall.
And 9 feet tall.
Right.
And so you've painted this gorgeous backdrop in fall colors.
Yes.
And there are mountains and streams and fields, but it's the aspens that really catch your eye. You have a way of pulling those out of the scene, almost literally, in that they are three-dimensional.
They are. I texture everything with drywall mud, actually. People ask me what I use, and when I tell them drywall mud, they think, what? But once it's painted, it's absolutely beautiful. It's my favorite medium. And then I do a certain 3D leaf style that I came up with, and they feel like they're moving. When you paint them in a certain way, they feel like they're moving, and I've done it for quite a while now, and people just love it.
Yes, and there are a couple of public places where people can see your work. Tweed's is one of them, right?
Yeah, Tweed's is one, and I'm moving to a new store as well, and that's called Jackalope, and it's right on the main strip in Woodland Park, and it's on the right-hand side by the Ute Inn. Most people know the Ute Inn. They have great hamburgers.
Sure,
If you need a good hamburger,
you go to the Ute Inn.
You betcha. But I'm going to be showing upstairs, and I have a whole wall that I can show all my pieces, and that'll be in August after the Mountain Artist Festival.
So you do pieces that I can carry with me,
and
you do pieces that live in my home for forever.
Absolutely. It works well for our transient community. People move in, and then they move out, and they can take me with them.
Absolutely, which is also a wonderful thing. Let's talk about the Mountain Arts Festival itself. It only comes up once a year.
It does. Thank goodness.
It's a big show. It's a really big show.
And this year we have 68 booths full of all different kinds of artists. We have jewelry, woodworks, photography, paintings of many styles. We have watercolor artists and an oil artist. We have an oil artist that writes a story about every painting that she does, which is really neat. And pottery and metal and fiberworks and a whole lot of other things. And our jewelry, we have quite a few jewelry booths this year, but they're all distinctly different. So there should be something for every personality.
How fun. Very fun. Let's talk about the history, because there are some things attached to the Mountain Arts Festival that you artists gather to do for people in the community as well.
Yes.
So this isn't just a go have fun thing. It's go have fun with a purpose.
It is. We are sponsoring our silent auction, at the podium this year, and we did it last year as well. And all those proceeds, you can come bid on pieces from all the artists donate their work, and you bid on those, and all those proceeds go to fund our student art show, which is high school students, and they compete every single year. And last year we gave over, I think, $1,400 worth of prizes to the kids, and they all get feedback and get to show their work. And then we also do the student scholarship. And if you are a senior this year, or if you just graduated from school and you were going to go into the visual arts in any form, you know, it could be digital media, or it could be as a traditional artist, we give away scholarships. And this year we give away 3 separate $1,000 scholarships. And it's a really great thing. If your child is in school and they want to move on, have them apply if they're in Teller County, because there's always funds available for that. We make sure of it.
Wonderful. And a little more information on how to apply and where you can do that.
Okay, you go to our website. Our website is themountainartists.org. And you can just click on the little menu tab, and it'll pull them all up, and you can click on there, and it will tell you how to apply and a little bit of information about each thing.
A little history behind the festival.
You know, I know that this is our 34th annual Mountain Artist Festival. I've been coming for, I don't know, maybe a decade now. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have people that have been there for 30 years. And they, different artists. And it's wonderful because the community learns you and knows you. And then they come every year to see what's new and what you're doing. And it's just a beautiful way to spend the weekend.
Oh, goodness, yes. August 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday. Okay. It is Saturday from 10 to 5. It's Sunday from 10 until 4. And when you get there, you can register to win a $20 gift certificate to spend at any booth.
Right.
And they give away, you're giving one of those away
at the top of every hour.
At the top of every hour that the festival is going on. So is there admission that you charge?
There is
it's
not.
Free.
It's okay. Free to the public. And mm-hmm. You'll see us when you're driving up where it says we're at the Pass Cultural Center, but you'll see us. It's at the Cultural Center in the grassy area next door, and there's just a million booths, and you can't miss us.
And lots of people having lots of fun.
You betcha.
Let's single out a few of the other artists and talk about them. You've got photographers, okay. You have potters, you have people who are painting in various mediums, from oil to acrylic to watercolors.
We do.
What are some of the ones that stand out in your mind?
For woodworking, I really love Bruce and Diane Vanderpool and Carol Malison. They're all of our artists are great in a different way.
Sure.
But they really stand out to me. Carol does really unique things, and Bruce is he's always doing something new, and he embeds turquoise into his woodwork, and he just made a gorgeous table. And so he works really hard at what he does. And we have a wonderful acrylic artist named Glenn Roberts, and he paints the most beautiful scenes full of color of Colorado landscape, and not just Colorado. He painted a Grand Canyon scene that was just stunning. You felt like you were standing right in front of it. And we have a watercolor artist named Sue Marion. And Sue does the most delicate, beautiful flowers, and all different. She has prints of all different sizes, so she can fit any budget. And a lot of our artists do make prints. My pieces tend to be what they are, but we have artists that have prints and photographers that have prints of all sizes.
There are 68 of you wonderful folks that are
right.
there. It's a lot to remember.
And a lot of them come from around the country, mm-hmm. and I don't know them personally because I'm always in my booth. I never get to go around and meet everyone. I'm in my booth. But we have artists that come from around the country as well, not just our local artists, but people that come year after year to sell to the wonderful people of Colorado.
So getting information, you can go to themountainartists.org, themountainartists.org. If you're interested in having your child apply for a scholarship, then you can also apply there if you are in the Teller County area, if you have a senior in high school or somebody or a senior who's just graduated.
Right.
And you're going into to the visual arts. It's a wonderful thing.
Wonderful.
So the Mountain Arts Festival in Woodland Park. And that is August 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4. When you get there, there's no admission charge, but you can register to win one of many $20 gift cards that's going to be given away at the top of every hour on both days to spend any place at the show. Surround yourself with wonderful artists. Immerse yourself in that Colorado experience in that beautiful Colorado town of Woodland Park. Amy Spring, it's always a treat to have you here.
Thank you, Ted. It's always so good to see you.
You're very welcome. A special thanks to you, Amy, for joining us on the Business Connection. That's it for this edition of the Business Connection. I'm your your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and catch us by podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.